Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled, How to Find God's Will, was recorded at our 2010 Orlando Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
And then the next verse says, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things. You know what this really means in the Greek? It means all things. It means He gave us everything. There is nothing that does not come through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue. Do you need to be well tonight? Well, I just need you to pray for me. I need the anointing. Oh God, stretch forth Your hand. According to the Word, if it's one of those all things, which includes all things, then that means you need knowledge. You don't know what you've got. You don't know what Jesus has done. You got a flaw in your thinking somewhere, or healing would be working in your body. Well, I need joy and peace. Well, you need knowledge because all things. Oh, well, that's not my problem. I got a chemical imbalance. No, you got a knowledge imbalance. You've bought into a lie. Somebody says, well, now, wait a minute. They gave me this pill and it changes my mood. Well, sure, there's mood-altering drugs. But did you know that your depression and things like this is not the cause? That's the symptom. And you can treat the symptoms and you can give a person a pill and you can give them a shock treatment and erase part of their brain and mellow them out and get them to where they're in a vegetative state and walk through life like that. But you know what? You aren't treating the root cause. Your emotions respond to the way you think. And if you have all of these problems that are diagnosed as a chemical imbalance, your chemicals are out of balance because you're thinking wrong. And I know somebody's thinking, who are you to say this? You don't have a medical license. I'm standing on the Scriptures where it gives you a command. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. The Lord would have been unjust to tell you to rejoice always and not let your heart be troubled. John 14:1 and John 16:33. In the world you're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. The Lord would be unjust to give you a command like that if you couldn't do it if you had a chemical imbalance. He would have had to say, now everybody rejoice in the Lord except those with chemicals imbalances. And because He didn't put any disclaimers on it, then I know that your chemical imbalance or whatever they're doing, those are the byproducts, the symptoms of the wrong thinking. You know, your body will respond to you. Mary Queen of Scots, I think it was going to be executed. And the night before her execution, so much fear and dread and terror came in her that she was a redhead and she turned white-haired in one night through fear. Your emotions, your thinking can affect your physical body. Everybody sees that. You can see people that their body language is, that they're timid and they're shy. And you can see things and tell things about people. You can tell people that have lived a hard life. It shows on their face. The doctors will tell you that stress will cause all kinds of physical symptoms and problems and stuff like this. Yes, I believe that there are people with chemical imbalances, but the chemical imbalance isn't the thing that's causing their depression. It's their depression that caused the chemical imbalance. That's like the study that they spent, I think it was $30 million. I read about this on an airplane. And they did a study for $30 million over like 10 years and came up with this conclusion that people that smile more are happier than people that don't smile. They spent $30 million on that study. And when I read that, I thought, I bet you that the reason they're happier is why they smile. It's not the smiling that makes them happier. It's the happiness that causes them to smile. And these geniuses couldn't figure that out. I'm not saying that you don't have a chemical problem, but the chemical problem is your body responding to stinking thinking. If you keep your mind stayed on the Lord, He will keep you in perfect peace, period. I don't care if you got a chemical imbalance. I don't care what this is or what that is. You can control yourself. Amen. And just because I'm not a doctor and people think, well, you aren't qualified. Well, they don't know what the Word says. I may not know what medicine says, but they don't know what the Word says. I'm telling you, this says all things. That means all things. That means that there is nothing that pertains to life and godliness, which the Lord says He came to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. Talking about abundant life. And Jesus proved that He went about healing all that were oppressed of the devil in Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Not oppressed of God, they were oppressed of the devil. And everything that it takes, healing, joy, peace, prosperity, abundance, vision, and blessing, and just anything that's good comes through the knowledge of Him that has called you to glory and virtue. Well, where is this knowledge? In the fourth verse it says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. This knowledge has given us these exceeding great and precious promises. The Word of God. The Word of God is the knowledge of God. And everything that you need comes through the knowledge of God, comes through the Word of God. If you have a problem, you got a knowledge problem. If you knew what the Word of God says about finances, you would be blessed. Now, I have to put a little caveat on that, and that is that you got to do. Faith without works is dead. It's not only knowledge, it's assuming that you're going to act on the knowledge that you have. But if you aren't prosperous, you either don't know what the Word of God says or you aren't doing what the Word of God says, because I guarantee you, God has promised you prosperity. If you aren't healthy, you either don't know or you aren't acting on what you've been told. That's tight, but it's right. If you aren't blessed, if you aren't excited, if you don't have vision, if you aren't rejoicing in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice, then it's because you don't understand how good God is and how He's got everything under control and He's going to win and it's all going to turn out and your supply is bigger than your need. And you don't understand something. There is no problem. Nobody in here has got a problem that is bigger than God's supply. And yet most people think that they do. We've got a knowledge problem because the Word of God hasn't been there. And I guarantee you, if we don't get out of this thinking that has pressed us into the way the world thinks and renew our mind, then you are not going to prove the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God. We've got to find out what the Word of God says. We've got to get into the Word of God. Look over in Psalms chapter 119. I just want to share a couple of verses. I'm going to try and hurry through this. But in Psalms 119, it's the longest chapter in the Bible. Every verse is about the importance of the Word of God. And it may use words like the law of the Lord, the statutes of the Lord, the fear of the Lord, the judgments of the Lord, but it's all talking about the Word of God. And these are just a few of the promises. In verse 9, Psalms 119, verse 9, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereunto according to thy word. When the Lord first touched my life and had this experience I talked about last night, you know, one of the things, I was praying one time, kneeling around my bed, and I had seen the glory of God. I had a small taste that God was more awesome than any of us have ever manifested. And I didn't get this because I'd been in a meeting and I saw something or heard it. I was still in a Baptist church and they told me that God died with the apostles and miracles didn't happen anymore. I'm not bitter. Amen. I'm not trying to rag on the Baptists, but I'm saying they did not teach that there is supernatural power available today. They taught against it and explained that all of these things were happening because God doesn't do miracles. So I did not get it out of church. I didn't hear somebody preach this. But when I saw the Lord, I just knew. He communicated to my heart that the miracles that He did in the Bible were supposed to be happening today. That we were supposed to be walking in power and victory. And I just knew that there was a million times more than what I had ever seen or ever heard about. And I was kneeling around my bed praying and saying, God, how do I get from here to there? I don't know anybody who's ever done this. At the time, I didn't know that there had been a person healed in the last 2,000 years. I didn't know that miracles had happened. I didn't know that anything like this was going on. As far as I knew, there wasn't any miracles in the world. And I said, God, how do I get from here to there? And I remember opening my eyes and looking, and my Bible was laying on my bed. And the Lord just spoke to me and he says, if you'll put my word in your heart, it'll teach you everything you need to know. And I knew that was God speaking to me. And boy, that just right there solved my problem. And I began to just pour myself into the Bible and study the word and renew my mind. And I can guarantee you, I saw people heal before I knew that there was another person that had ever seen a healing in the last 2,000 years. I thought I was the first person. I didn't know that anybody had ever seen healing. And I was so excited. But you know what? The Word of God will just teach you things. It'll cleanse your ways. It'll make you different. And this is one of the verses that I said, God, I'm standing on this scripture. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereunto according to thy word. Over in Psalms 119 verse 99, it says, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. How is it that you get understanding? The testimonies of God, the Word of God. You take the Word of God, you meditate in it day and night. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9 says this book, or verse 8 I guess it is, says this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then when? When you have meditated in it, word, day and night, then you make your way prosperous. Then you have good success. Everybody wants to be prosperous and have good success, but we want to do it without meditating in the word day and night. It would interfere with my TV schedule. It would interfere with my football or hobbies or, you know, and all these other things. I've just got so many things that are so more important than the word. God loves you. God's not mad at you. You can go to heaven and not know the word and you'll get there quicker. Amen. But if you want victory, if you want to understand, you got to meditate in the word, and that gives you understanding. In Psalms 119 verse 105, it says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. We're talking about how to find God's will. And you know, one of the ways that God shows you, it's not like he shows you the end of the path down there. It says he directs your steps. He'll show you your next step. He doesn't show you step 1 through 100. Why would God show you 1 through 100? Because that would make you accountable and responsible for all of those things he's shown you. Again, because God loves you, you know, he'll just show you his will one step at a time. And if you don't take this step, why should he show you the next 10 steps and make you responsible and accountable and even receive more condemnation for not fulfilling that? The Lord will just show you one step at a time. And how is it that you see that? The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. He won't show you the end of the path. He'll show you one thing at a time. In our Bible college, we have people all of the time who say, well, I know that God wants me to go to Bible school, but... And they're trying to see the end of how this is going to work out. So what is going to happen after 2 or 3 years of Bible school? And how am I going to do all of these things? And they're looking way down the road and trying to figure this out. And unless they can see the end result and know that everything along the way is going to work out, they won't obey God.
Andrew's life series titled How to Find God's Will is available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD. We'll send it to you in exchange for a gift of any amount. A single CD covering today's topic is also available free of charge to those who cannot send a gift. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.